Welcome. Today we're heading to Cinque Terre on Italy's Ligurian coast. Five colorful villages, steep hillsides, sea air, and an experience that becomes far more enjoyable when you resist the urge to race through it. This is a practical guide to seeing the villages at an unhurried pace, using trains as your backbone, treating the trails as a bonus rather than a checklist, and leaving room for a good meal and a long look at the water. Cinque Terre can seem almost unreal on first sight. Houses in warm reds, yellows, and pinks cling to the slopes above small harbors, while the Mediterranean shifts from silver in the morning to deep blue later in the day. But this is not one polished resort. It is a string of small working communities: Monterosso al Mare, Vernazza, Corniglia, Manarola, and Riomaggiore, each with its own lanes, stairways, viewpoints, and daily rhythm. The temptation is obvious: collect all five villages as quickly as possible. Yet the memorable moments are usually smaller. A quiet platform before breakfast, laundry above a narrow lane, boats easing into a harbor, or the sound of plates from a family-run restaurant. For a short first visit, give yourself at least 2 days if you can. On day one, begin early in Riomaggiore or Manarola, when the light is soft and the streets have not yet filled. Choose one village to explore without an agenda. Then take the train to Vernazza for its harbor and compact center. Pause for coffee, find a view, and let the village be the activity. If the middle of the day feels crowded, that is a useful signal to slow down rather than press harder. On day two, consider Monterosso for a more open seaside feel and Corniglia for a different perspective, set above the water rather than directly beside it. Corniglia asks for more effort on foot, so build in time and do not treat it as a rushed stop. The train is usually the simplest way to connect the villages. Stations sit close to the centers, which saves you from worrying about narrow roads, scarce space, and the pressure of moving a car from place to place. Could you drive? You can arrive by car in the wider area, but for a village-village day, trains make the rhythm much lighter. Check your transport arrangements close to departure, especially if you are carrying luggage or traveling in a busy period. The coastal trails are part of Cinque Terre's appeal, but they should never be assumed open or suitable just because they appear on a map. Conditions, maintenance, and weather can change access. Verify the route before relying on it, wear proper footwear, and carry water. My preferred timing is simple: walk or wander early, take a slower lunch when activity peaks, then return outside the busiest window later in the afternoon or toward evening. It is not a promise of solitude, but it often gives the villages more breathing room. For food, look for seasonal Ligurian cooking from local businesses: pesto in its home region, seafood where it is appropriate and available, vegetables, focaccia, and simple pasta dishes. Ask what is fresh rather than chasing a single famous plate. A shoulder season style of visit can suit travelers who prefer gentler crowds, provided the weather works for them. Before leaving, check the forecast, trail access, and transport details. And wherever you stay, keep voices low, never block narrow streets, follow posted trail rules, and remember that residents live here. The useful takeaway is this: let the train do the connecting, let off-peak hours shape your day, and choose depth over speed. Cinque Terre rewards attention more than efficiency. Thanks for listening and enjoy the coast with care. Until next time.